Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Ace of Spades Radio. It is Friday. Was Thursday, now it's Friday. After midnight. And a special show tonight. This has been truly incredible. The former chief of counterintelligence at the FBI has been called to testify before Congress and to explain some of the certain text messages and emails that seem to indicate bias against President Donald Trump and in favor of Hillary Clinton, and perhaps, maybe hint at a conspiracy. Well, I cannot jump to conclusions, but the preponderance of evidence seems to suggest the possibility of a conspiracy to frame Donald Trump for a crime he did not commit. And I mean to say President Donald Trump.
Okay.
And it appears the conspirators against the President of the United States may have been some of the chief officers of the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Yesterday was an explosive day in testimony. Peter Strzok, Strzok. Had to testify before Congress and to explain, perhaps, or justify, maybe, certain text messages and emails and various electronic communications, which appeared to indicate that the FBI was engaged in a conspiracy to overthrow the President of the United States. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This happened. And the whole of America is looking at Agent Peter Strzok and the FBI in a whole new light. And, for example, what did you mean by you could smell the Trump supporters? Sir, what did you mean by Trump supporters are ignorant hillbillies? Okay, so there was all this talk of Russia attempting to overthrow the election. Russia attempted to subvert the voting process to elect a president. That was the theory. That's what they put forward. All right. We're talking FBI, CIA, CNN, MSNBC, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, Hillary Clinton, okay, a bunch of these people. And it turns out it was all a lie. It was a lie. They made it up. And they used this lie to get a warrant, or perhaps a number of warrants, and to intercept communications and to raid facilities and to take documents. All this on the basis of a lie, which apparently, I'm not sure. I think there will be more, but it appears that the warrant was faulty from the start. It appears the intelligence was not legitimate. It appears the application for the warrant was improper. Oh no, it gets deeper. It appears that the FBI was colluding with the media to leak certain things and then to use these leaks to justify a warrant. So the FBI was creating a rumor and propagating the rumor and then using the rumor to justify a surveillance warrant. Okay? These people are so busted. And you're looking at Peter Strzok, you say, why are you smirking? Okay. He's trying not to shit his pants. He's about to pinch a loaf right there on Capitol Hill. It's not confidence. It's not arrogance. That's a nervous smirk. Mr. Peter Strzok knows that John Brennan is a killer and might just murder someone for speaking out of turn. How about that? You're listening to the Ace of Spades Radio. Spades Radio, special early Friday morning, late Thursday show. This has been truly incredible. The chief of counterintelligence at the FBI has been hauled over the coals, roasted like a fish over a campfire. And this is just the beginning, guys. It's really heavy stuff. We just saw the opening salvo of the Second Civil War. Now, we've been trying to get Congress to take on this responsibility. It is their responsibility to control federal agencies. Congress votes to fund the agencies. All the letters in the alphabet, 3 letters, 4 letters, 6 letters, it doesn't matter. The whole alphabet. Congress must approve funding. And who is Congress responsible to? That would be us, the American people. So when the FBI is attempting to overthrow an election, to prevent the election of a candidate who's winning, or to overthrow the sitting president. This is very serious business. And I've been on the internet quite a bit recently. I've seen what's going on. I watch the trends. I see what people are doing. I see every effort being made to divide the people along the lines of race, religion, ethnicity, language, sexual orientation, male or female, gay or straight, you know, this one, that one, the other one, putting labels on people and saying you are a category of people. And all the people that that fit this label that I'm just throwing at you are bad. And your opinion is not worth considering. I don't care to hear your opinion because I have labeled you. Therefore, you do not exist. You are subhuman. You are something to be destroyed. This is exactly what I see on the internet. And I have not seen it this aggressive in quite a while. It is tempting to call it Nazi or KKK, but some of these people may not have any fixed belief in anything. It may be that they are professional trolls and their whole purpose in life is to create problems and to make division. That might be their job. That might actually be their job. They might get a paycheck for this shit. Okay, this is the Ace of Spades Radio. The call-in number is 516-387-1414. And if you're on the Blog Talk Radio, you see it right there. If you're on your phone, the number is 516-387-1414. So I'm seeing really stupendous efforts being created to cause physical warfare between American citizens. Extreme instigation of violence and homicide. Okay? Now, the FBI would ordinarily be all over this shit because it's a crime. You can't do that. You can't go on the internet and say, kill this one, kill that one, kill 100 of this one and that one. You can't do that. It's illegal. It's illegal. Why are the Nazis out stomping on everyone? Why are they taking over every alternative media forum? Hello, Lift the Veil. Hello, Nathan. Hey, listen up, buddy. You think you did something? All you did was step in alligator's mouth. You fucked up. Nathan, Lift the Veil. Your show is over. You are now FBI property, you fucking schmuck. Yeah, the FBI took over your show, you idiot. Okay? And Unirock, that's another one. You fucked up. You know what? And I'll go ahead and dismiss whatever Rob Du said about you. I like Rob Du. But Unirock, you fucked up by taking the shit on me. I am the most intelligent person speaking in a public forum in the United States. The end. The end. Smarter people. Yes, there are much smarter people. But they don't say anything in public. It is a very dangerous environment. We are in a total civil war inside the United States federal government. It is happening. We refused to fight amongst ourselves. We would not fight the American people. We would not fight each other. We forced the federal government to have the civil war inside their own situation. We put it back on them. Unirock, you dissed me. That was a mistake. Just fix it. Fix it, whatever. I will exist. You will or will not exist, but I will always exist. Lift the Veil, you will not exist. You already fucked up. You actually try to dox me? What a schmuck. Nathan Stoltman. Bro, I can literally just find your home address and look inside your back window through the Google Earth. I can do better than Google Earth. Believe me, Nathan Stoltman. I can get at you through your girlfriend. You don't ever want to fuck with me. I'm not Justin Nemos. There's no dirt on me, Nathan. There is no dirt. I'm cleaner than the FBI. Effectively, I run the intelligence community right now. Yeah. So, here's the deal. You play with Nazis, you're going to get gassed. They will put you in a gas chamber. Either you Sieg Heil and you salute Hitler, or they kill you. That's a Nazi. That's your friends now, Nathan. You're German. You chose the Nazis. Cool. You will deal with the consequences. You try to dox me? You fucking idiot. I'm not afraid. Shit, I'll give you my home address, boy. I'll just email you my home address. Send all your friends over here. Not scared. Okay? I have gangsters watching 24/7, patrolling the block. So what are we going to do? We're going to burn these people. We're going to burn them all. And just like Screwy Louie, Michael Meyer, a.k.a. Lewis Arthur, hey, buddy, I'm going to be your neighbor. I went ahead and bought land in your neighborhood. When you come out of jail, see, I didn't know he was going to jail. When you come out, though, I'll be your neighbor. I'll be your best buddy. I'm going to be right where you are. Wherever you go, I go. Okay? And I fucking hate Arizona. Just so you know, I hate it. Arizona gets too hot. It's just too hot. I just can't deal with it. But I'll move there just to be on your ass. Michael Lewis Arthur Meyer. Huh? Nathan's not going to do that. Unirock's not going to do that. Me, I do that. I'll be in your backyard. You want to do a backyard brawl? Let's do a backyard brawl in my backyard. Because I'm your new neighbor. Okay, who else wants some? Ooh, who's talking too much shit right now? Okay, Peter Strzok. Oof. It's unfortunate. I look just like the guy, pretty much. Kind of looks like my twin. But guy screwed up. The guy screwed up. And for a counterintelligence guy, sending all these text messages and emails, I don't know. I don't know what they're teaching at Quantico these days. I don't know how this happens, guys. And Lisa Page, I think Lisa Page was a mole or an agent. I think Lisa Page set up Peter Strzok. Oh! And then Strzok said, hey, stop texting me. Don't ever message me again. Ah, that's when he realized, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, what did I do? Peter, you were thinking with your little head, not your big head. Peter Strzok, why did you even come to testimony today? You should, fuck that. Subpoena. Okay, subpoena. Okay. Under advice of counsel, I cannot answer that question. Under grounds of national security. Dude, I thought you were a lawyer. Peter Strzok, I thought you were a lawyer. I don't know what you're doing. You might think you're smart, but it looks pretty stupid right now. The FBI, we're just getting started, FBI. Honestly, we're not really looking at you. We're looking at this guy, Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein. That's really the guy we're after. Okay? And as far as I know, and I don't know much, but, you know, I don't know. But maybe the FBI director is more concerned with protecting his own butt, protecting Rod Rosenstein. I don't know. But I don't know if they're friends either, you know? So Rosenstein... Woosa. Roast them. Roast them good. Make those coals burn hot. Blow on the coal. Make that coal burn hot. Are we having fun yet? And I'm back, Ace of Spades Radio. The guest call-in number is 516-387-1414. That is 516-387-1414. And I'd love to hear from all these racists. Please explain to me how racism explodes whenever the FBI is in trouble and you swear your organizations are not controlled by the FBI. And we all know that, in fact, all the KKK, neo-Nazis, and other racist groups, they are controlled by the FBI. You are basically FBI puppets. So why should we take anything you say seriously? Okay? And all you racist people of whatever color and religion, you know, why do you always pop up when the intelligence community is in trouble? What are you doing? You're showing your hand. We can see you now. You are the intelligence community. Huh? Black racist, white racist, Jew racist, every type of racist. Why do you pop up? Why do you come out and tap dance on everybody's head when the FBI and the CIA are in trouble? And MI6, too. By the way, you seem like you're full of shit. Actually, I believe so. I'm pretty sure you all are full of shit. You are fake, and you are liars. The ones who scream white power and hail Hitler, you're probably black, or Mexican, or Arabic, or Iranian. And all you people talking about this, that, the other, Jew. You might be Jews. I don't know what the fuck your deal is. You pop up whenever the FBI is in trouble. And we're supposed to listen to you and take you seriously like you're anything? You're just a fucking hand puppet. You are a hand puppet. We don't believe you. We don't take you seriously. We don't care what you say. FBI is now under my command. I am the director of intelligence, period. Anybody has a problem with that, I'll fuck you up. Okay? Go ahead, send your goons over here, and I'll put them in total submission, and you will serve me. I am the boss now. Do you understand me, boy? I run this shit. I am the Ace of Spades.
The corner of my eye, I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looked so all alone. Could you use a little company? But if you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young singer, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't.
know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head, he made it clean, he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got, I want your money, not your life, but if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. I told him, you could have my cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said, there ain't no rest for the wicked, money don't grow on shade. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed, there ain't nothing in this world for free. No, I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.
Try to find my face again. Buried beneath this house, my spirit screams and dies again. Out back a monster wears a cloak of Persian leather. Behind the TV screen, I'm falling to my knees. I said, you got me where you want me.
That's what they're doing. They're trying to get away. They're trying to run away. They're trying to run away, but they can't get far. Guys, it's too late. I took over. I run the intelligence community. I run the FBI. I run the CIA. I run the NSA. I'm the Chief Intelligence Officer of the United States. You might think otherwise, but I will take away your position, your seat of power, your income, everything. I've been doing this for years, guys. I've eaten up a lot of people before you ever sat in that chair. Directors of departments. I eat them up and I spit them out, guys. FBI, you are now under my command. If you rebel, you will be put down like dogs. You are under my command. Any rebellion will be viewed as insurrection against the President of the United States. And the Republic and the Constitution. I don't want power and I don't want money. I just want my Republic. And I'm not taking any second choice or any back talk. It will be a Republic. And if you oppose me, I will kill you. Just like that. Just like that, guys. Ace of Spades is on the table. It's Republic or your life. Done deal. I'll kill you. Make a fucking choice, guys. You want to kill me? Kill me first. But if you come, you better come heavy. Because I'll put hot lead in your ass, motherfuckers. CIA, you are under my command. Took me 5 years to take over. I run this shit. You don't even know my name. You don't even understand that I'm in control. I've been in control. 2 years I've been in control. I run it. The whole intelligence community. You're my bitch. You work for me. Now here's the deal. We're pulling out of the Middle East. We're pulling out of Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe, not in an obvious way. We'll still pretend that we're going to do something. We won't leave enough people to do anything. South America, we don't have a choice. Mexico, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Venezuela. We're bringing all the troops, all of our intelligence assets home. We're putting them in South America. Nicaragua, El Salvador, Venezuela, Mexico. There may be some other countries. We don't have the manpower. We must abandon global empire. We have lost the Western Hemisphere. We have lost the Western Hemisphere. We no longer control our border. Massive gunfight in Nuevo Laredo, 10 miles from the border with Texas. Cartels, human trafficking, border jumpers. We have a problem. We're bringing all of our troops home from the Middle East, Europe, everywhere else, Korea, everywhere. We're bringing them all home. We're going to put them on the border, and then we're going to send what we can to South America. South America is totally collapsing. Mexico is collapsing. We need to stabilize the Western Hemisphere. Russia, even if Russia did something, we can't even deal with it right now. We can't even do it. We have to focus on our backyard. Okay? If you want to get into it with Russia, Cuba. Cuba. And there's a Russian submarine base there. There's a Russian intelligence base at Lourdes. Lourdes, whatever. Yeah. And they got submarines in the Gulf of Mexico and off the coast of Florida. Yep. Okay? We cannot spread our forces so thin. We don't have the troops, and we don't have the intelligence officers, and we don't have the money. We can't do it. FBI, we cannot afford to send you to Iraq and Afghanistan and Yemen. We have problems at home. We're bringing everybody home. If you're a federale, if you take money from the federal government, we're bringing you home. We need you here. And in the near, like I said, the backyard. We need you in Mexico. We need you in Venezuela. We need you in Nicaragua, El Salvador. MS-13 is coming here. Why are we not stabilizing their home country? Why are we not training their police forces? That's what Obama did. He blew it up. He destroyed our whole system because the man was an idiot. He didn't know anything, how the government works, or just how we do things. He just didn't know anything. He was the guy was stupid. Obama. He was dumb. I heard he was like halfway decent with a basketball. That was like maybe the only thing he was good at. He was a very good liar. He was a good bullshit artist. There was at least three of him. It wasn't even one person. He had the person that allegedly he was had five names and six social security numbers. So Barack Obama, also known as the man who played Osama bin Laden on television. Hey, John Brennan, I'm talking to you. John Brennan. Barry Sotero. Barry Sobarka. Barack Hussein Obama. That was Osama bin Laden. For your agency, John Brennan, the biggest, the most egregious fraud upon the American people of all time. You put, John Brennan, you put Osama bin Laden in the White House. You scum fuck. John Brennan, may God grant me the privilege of interrogating you when you are in custody. Your power is broken. Robert Mueller, you sealed your fate. You should have just run away a long time ago. You sealed your fate. You're going to hang from the neck until dead as a traitor. What you have done is treason. Bob Mueller, you're a dead man. You will hang from the neck until dead for treason. You heard me, boy. You don't get it yet. I took over, and there's nothing you can do about it. I run this now. Intel community. Just completely nuts. You people are fucking idiots. Well, I'm about to wrap it up, guys. It's been dramatic. It's been frustrating. But also a lot of fun. I have to say, guys, it's been truly amazing watching my enemies being consumed in the wood chipper. All I do is speak, and all my enemies are completely destroyed. And the power just falls into my lap. I am in control now. I will fix it. Everyone who opposed me, you made a big mistake. I run the FBI and the CIA. And the president cannot hire or fire me. I am independent of the president of the United States. I have total control. Clean your act up, people. Do the right thing. Don't be a criminal. Don't break the law. Don't be a treasonous scumfuck. Threaten the President of the United States or the Congress. Don't ever. From now on, the law is in total control. I've read you the law for 5 years. Now the law will be applied. There is nothing anyone can do about it. I guess you can get a good lawyer. All right, guys. Good night. That's about all I got to say.
Speak of the devil, and they shall appear.
What the hell is going on?
No plan is proceeding as expected.
Oh, really? Do I look like I'm running Wayne Enterprises right now? You're hit! On the stock exchange, it didn't work, my friend. And now you have my construction crews going around the city at 24 hours a day. How exactly is that supposed to help my company absorb Wayne's?
Leave us.
No, you stay here. I'm in charge.
Do you feel in charge? This gives you power over me?
What is this?
Your money and infrastructure have been important till now.
What are you?
I'm Gotham's reckoning. Here to end the borrowed time you've all been living on.
You're evil.
I'm necessary evil.
Now, we got it for now. forget it all.